This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Kind of need the text line's help here. I want to learn how to make a chimichurri tonight because I want to put a ribeye on the grill. Because you know those ribeyes you get at like Costco that are like 18 pounds?
That's right. Yeah.
I don't need one to myself.
Right.
So but I want to slice it up.
Yeah, I want to do the thin strips, medium rare. And I want to get a couple twice baked potatoes from Hy-Vee because they're the best. There's not a better twice baked potato on the planet than a Hy-Vee. I don't know what it is, they're amazing. And then get a little chopped Caesar salad going.
Brioche.
And then make a chimichurri to go right over the steak. Ooh.
Here's what you do. It's just like cilantro and garlic and parsley and all that stuff and some sort of oil. And you just put it in your blender and blend it all up. It shouldn't be hard. I mean, you can find a good recipe like that online and do it. And I will give you a tip on steak, okay? Everybody thinks that when you're serving steak to people, you need one steak per person.
No, not anymore.
No, here's what you do. You get, say you're having four people, get two steaks, slice it all up, present it already sliced. People eat so much less than if you gave them that whole steak on their table. Saves you money, doesn't make people overeat. You don't have leftovers. You're not wasting food. The steak thing is unbelievable to me. Like, we do it at the house all the time. Like, the kid, oh, we want steak. Okay, go get. I'll get two steaks for four of us. You slice it all up in the nice slices and put it out there on a tray or a plate or something like that. They eat a couple pieces and it's gone and it's done. Nobody's hungry. Nobody's wasting food. And you save some bucks in that as well. Yeah. So pre-slice that steak when you're putting it out there. You don't need a steak a person.
Yeah, I just want to get a nice couple slices, throw that chimichurri.
Chimichurri
over the top
is great. Red Door Grill has an amazing chimichurri. Nice. I always get that instead of salad dressing too. Just like, put that kind of on top.
Basically anything green.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Chimichurri, pesto.
Pesto's really good too. So easy to make too. Just open that jar and pour it on.
So at Dusty Likens, send me your chimichurri recipes and I will do my best to perfect it and do it tonight. So Diana Rossini yesterday had on Scoop City, a podcast, was talking about...
That's our guy in New Orleans, right?
It's Scoot.
Oh, Scoot.
Yeah,
okay,
Scoot. And also Hot Rods out
that's
there.
That's right, Hot Rod,
the streets
too.
Who knows? Nah, that dude's at the Ozarks already. Yeah. Hot Rod!
He is definitely down at the cave right now. Go, where is everybody? It's February.
That could be a podcast. Hot Rod, Fresca, and Dusty Snow.
I like it. It could be good.
Yeah. This is Rossini on Trey Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs' future.
I'm interested to see what Kansas City does. Trey Smith is somebody that has been outstanding for them this season and the last few seasons. And we've seen how important protecting Patrick Mahomes has to be. And Chase, if you asked me, even just the day before the Super Bowl, like, you know, tell me where Trey Smith's going to go. I probably would have picked it. I would probably would have said New England or, you know, I would have picked a team that I know needs an offensive line. But from what I can gather, Kansas City's making it a priority to try to keep him.
Oh, really?
I think,
not tagging him, try to get a long-term deal?
I think they're going to try to get a long-term deal done with him. I think they're going to try to make every effort. So we'll see if they're going to be able
to. That's actually huge news because that's like the crown gem of the free agency class in my opinion.
Crown jewel.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the top five players who's set to hit free agency.
Bob Fesco, what say you about Trey Smith staying in Kansas City?
I think it would be great if Trey Smith would stay in Kansas City. But I also say, if I'm Trey Smith, and I was talking to some people about this yesterday, and same goes with Justin Reed and Nick Bolton and anybody else who's a free agent right now. You've come this far. Do not sign a contract with anybody, unless they knock your socks off and it's just something you want to do, until you test that free agent market. And I do believe all of these guys are going to test the free agent market, because some of the conversation I was having yesterday with some folks is like, they owe it to themselves. I'm like, yeah, they do owe it to themselves to test the free agent market. You know, not just in...
Especially that age.
Exactly.
Well, there isn't no age to test free market. Look at Matt Stafford.
And he owes it to himself, too, though. Yeah. I mean, as long as somebody's willing to pay you and you have a market out there, you've got to go capitalize on it. I even heard Bill Belichick kind of talking about it yesterday. Somebody was interviewing him at, I don't know, wherever he was, with his girlfriend's coat half off, by the way. Did you see the girlfriend walking around with her coat half off? Like,
someone said it was odd and cringe.
That's like going to a high school basketball game and watching the kids in high school dress. Like he's a 72-year-old with this 26-year-old. I can't imagine the conversations and the topics they discuss, right?
Max should be dating her in reality.
No doubt.
Like,
no, yeah.
Like, seriously. Yeah. I mean, I know he's happy and soon to be married, but like, that's the age group.
Right. Could you imagine a 72-year-old woman dating Mac?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I could. Yeah,
if it's Sama Hayek.
They only win. Yeah. But seriously, like, the age difference is so bizarre. But I did hear Belichick talking about, like, free agency. And the guys do owe it to themselves to explore what's out there. And just talking to some people who have connections to some players yesterday is like, yeah, they're going to test the free agent market. Like, they want to stay. Perfect scenario. Mm-hmm. They want to stay. But you have to go out there and see what's being offered. And look, I think Trey Smith should be a priority for the Chiefs, because Diana Russini said in that soundbite that New England needs an offensive line. But the Chiefs need an offensive line, too. Like, there's work that needs to be
after
done.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, we could all see, but we all kind of saw it all season long. Like, not having that left tackle just absolutely taxed everybody down the offensive line and made things worse for everybody down there. And so they need to secure that left tackle spot any way they can, but you don't want to weaken every other spot on your roster right now. And so Trey Smith, to me, could be one of those lifers here in Kansas City. I'd love to have him here full-time in Kansas City, but I will also tell him, you were a sixth-round draft pick because people said you were never going to make it in the NFL, and you've turned into one of the best guards in the league. You got some money to make up from the draft. You got some money to make up going forward. Let's see what we can do and see what kind of deal we can come to that could keep Trey Smith happy here in Kansas City without busting your salary cap all up. And the Chiefs won't do that. They've never done that since Brett Veach has taken over, get into a contract that they know wasn't feasible, that would have an impact on the rest of the team. And so if they sign him to a long-term deal, that's great. They're good with that, and we can move forward. But if he tests that free agent market, and let's just use the Bears as an example, offer him this dump truck of money that he can't pass up, I'll never stand in the guy's way from going out and making their cash.
Right, and I think what the Chiefs essentially did week 15 to the end of the season is they had a slow leak in a tire, and instead of not having the money to go get two new tires, they just went to a tire store and patched
that thing up.
And it works. It goes for a couple, 100 miles or so. And then all of a sudden that patch wears off and it's clearly you just have a flat.
Yeah.
And that's basically what happened to the offensive line. They ran into a big pothole, which was the defensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles, which is probably the best in football.
I mean, I think everybody's going to say that right about now. And you ran into Josh Sweat, who had the game of his lifetime, and he's going to get paid this offseason because of that.
That was definitely like his shiny moment. Plus you have Jalen Carter, who's a stud. Yep. Because back in the day, it was like, they're just going and drafting everybody from those Georgia national championship teams. Is it going to pay off? Clearly
it did.
It's done its job. But I mean, look, the Chiefs, a lot of priorities, right? You have Trey Smith, you have Nick Bolton, you have Justin Reed as that as well. You got to get another receiver to go with Rice and Worthy. Mm-hmm. You've got to get a running back in the draft. You've got to get, help to get around this offense, because he'll join us in about 15 minutes. Jay Binkley will say, you got to continue to give Patrick Mahomes talent, because as good as he is, he's always going to need some players around him to stay on this level that is the success of Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And whereas later on today in the show, we'll get into where some people think he's a myth, which is absolutely asinine to think about that. And again,
people are stupid, just so you know.
Yeah, some people are dumb. But again, like,
people are dumb.
Yeah, we do have that drop. But like, the thing is that I would love to have Trey Smith back. But one thing that we know that the Chiefs do is they don't overspend. Now, again, they gave Chris Jones a gigantic contract, well-deserved, and now Chris Jones is getting older, right? And you have a D-line that has an issue, right? You have one defensive lineman, not edge rusher like Karlaftis, but one defensive lineman under contract, and that is Chris Jones.
That is Chris Jones,
Well, Omenihu is a free agent. A lot of people want to see him come back. There are a lot of different situations where you could see certain people coming back and certain people not. And when you hear Trey Smith's name, you think about where his name is connected to. It's with young quarterbacks that had an awful offensive line. You had mentioned, or Diane Arsenia mentioned, the New England Patriots. Drake May was running for his life last year, no pun intended. That's why a lot of people were kind of like iffy if he should start, because they were going with the season with Jacoby Brissett. And then all of a sudden it was like, all right, Drake, go out there. And it's like, you're going to, people are just pinning their ears back on the New England offensive line. The other thing, too, is the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams had a ton of sacks last year. Some self-inflicted.
Yes.
But a lot, he had nowhere to go, and then that kills your confidence as a quarterback. So when you have a young quarterback, you will pay for the offensive line. You remember when Patrick Mahomes got absolutely obliterated against that Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
Right.
What'd they do?
Spent money on Joe Tooney. Yeah, went out and fixed the offensive line, traded for Orlando Brown Jr., right, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And you still have DJ Humphries as an option.
You do.
You got Kingsley.
Yep.
Who I know a lot of people aren't happy with, but again, the guy was a rookie.
Right.
Right. So at least give him some sort of time to grow. But you look at obviously the defensive line as well. And the Washington Commanders have a guy that is a solid defensive lineman in Jonathan Allen.
Yeah.
And they have given him permission to seek a trade, according to the Schultz report on Twitter. And that's a guy's name that, like, you put him and Chris Jones together, you're kind of getting sort of into that mold of, okay, if you had, you know, Jonathan Allen, you bring back Omenihu on a friendly contract, and you have Chris Jones, you patch that. I'm okay with that. Would you be okay with that, Mac, if you had Jonathan Allen, Chris Jones, and Omenihu?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But the only concern for me is this team needs a lot, and you're going to have to give up draft picks. And they don't have a lot of draft picks at this point in time, and they have said that this year the draft is their free agency. And so what is Jonathan Allen, 31 years old and coming off a torn pec?
Yeah, 30 or 31.
You know, like, what are you going to have to give up for him? But you're also going to have to give up picks, but then also sign the guy, right? Because that's clearly what he's looking for as these guys. Like, Matthew Stafford doesn't want to be traded because he hates L.A. He wants to be traded because he wants dough, man.
And I heard, Colin Cowherd's sometimes right. So, Colin got it right, Colin got it wrong. He said yesterday on The Herd that he thinks that Matthew Stafford is going to get a 2-year, $100 million deal.
Which
is 50 a year.
I heard Boomer Esiason.
Which is what he wants.
Boomer Esiason said yesterday he thinks 3 for $150. And so that's $50 million a year.
That's nuts,
like,
dude.
Welcome
to the market.
But that's the market. And you know.
Thanks, Kirk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll look at it, you know, as the show moves along. But I mean, there are 9 other quarterbacks that are making $50 million or more in the NFL right now. That's a third of the league, basically. So that's the going rate for the quarterback. If you're paying over $50 million a year for Tua, I mean, you're not going to pay $50 million a year for Matthew Stafford. Or if you're paying $50 million a year for that guy in Jacksonville, which, by the way, did you see their GM yesterday? I mean, you want to talk about total cringe. The Jacksonville GM is total cringe. He's like 31 years old. He looks like he should be an NSYNC. And he had some just random stuff to say that was so bizarre. If you're a Jacksonville fan, or that one guy that's a Jacksonville fan,
Duval.
You're like, what is going on? We got a coach that does that and a GM that's saying some weird ass stuff, man. So Jacksonville's quarterback makes $50 million a year. So Matthew Stafford asking for $50 million a year, that's the going rate right now for quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm glad we're not in that marketplace where we have to go out and try to find a quarterback. I mean, Patrick Mahomes only making $45 million. I'm sure that will change as the days move along and they try to, you know, move money around to get guys under contract and whatnot. But as far as trading for Jonathan Allen, I don't know that I would trade for Jonathan Allen, but if he's like a June 1st cut, I would absolutely go out and have conversations about signing Jonathan Allen. I just think where the Chiefs are right now, and the way that Brett Veach drafts, the draft picks are more valuable to me, in my opinion anyway, than they would be to trade to Washington to get Jonathan Allen back in return.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of fixing that needs to happen to this team because, again, you go to the Super Bowl, yeah, that's great, right? Like, it's awesome. You made it. But the way they got beat is just 7 different red flags.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
offensive line got obliterated. Offensive line is getting older on the left side. Like, Tooney's not going to play forever. He's going to play, what, maybe 1 year with Kansas City left, and then he's probably gone. So, again, a lot of things that need to be fixed on that offensive line. And, you know, then there's other names out there, like Armstead. Like, could that guy go to Kansas City? I don't know about what Armstead could do. Again, Brett Veach loves the draft.
Yeah.
He's been successful in there, unless you want to nitpick the 3 or 4 misses he's had. But again, there's these things that when you look at these guys and you look and see what they've done and how they can affect this team in the future, you're going to have to revamp. Because what they say, like, what did Nate Taylor say? A third of this roster is going to be gone.
Well, that's what every NFL team, a third of the roster's gone.
And I mean, it's how you patch it up and get it ready for the next season is to see if you're relevant for the next season. Because look, Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl. They've been back. They went to the AFC Championship game.
Right.
Beat the Chiefs. Won the Super Bowl. Congratulations. They haven't done it since. Some teams never get back. Jacksonville made the playoffs. Been irrelevant for the last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
It's about how you get better after you've been at your best.
Yeah, you got to change your roster over. I mean, I was looking at something out of Philadelphia this morning, and they're kind of up in arms because boy wonder Howie Roseman said, look, the roster's going to change over. There's going to be changes. I know we won the Super Bowl, but there's going to be a lot of changes. People may like them. People may not like them, but just bear with us as we change the roster. And I'm like, Right. Okay, that's the Super Bowl winning team saying that, and that's the right approach to all of this. Because if you try to run it back and you just kind of stay pat, you're losing. I mean, that's a concern for a lot of people every year in the NFL. All right, we're running it back. We didn't make any changes. You got to make changes. And that's why, for the most part, a third of everybody's roster turns over every year. That's why we're looking at a roster that had seven guys from the first Super Bowl in 2020, basically, to where we are now, because they constantly turn over that roster. You stay young, you stay cheap, you stay fresh, you stay healthy. You get people in that want it as well. You don't get complacent. And so I love the roster turnover in the offseason. And you know, it doesn't bother me if guys walk out the door, because this team has still found a way to stay on top and to still be the premier team in the NFL. And going into this offseason, other than Philadelphia, you want to be the Kansas City Chiefs. You really do. And everybody's still going to want to play here. I know a lot of these free agents, from just some conversations I had yesterday, do not want to leave. They've made their home here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of, you know, charity work here in Kansas City, which says a lot about these guys. They want to be here in Kansas City, and they're willing to do what it takes to stay here in Kansas City, because it is such a great place to be. And so you've got these guys that want to come back. You've got guys that are probably going to end up going elsewhere and finding new homes. And then you've got the draft that's going to come in. Like, this is an exciting time of year for a football fan. I know the Super Bowl was a bitter pill to swallow, but who hasn't moved on from the Super Bowl yet? Who hasn't gotten excited about all the rumors from the combine and all the things that could potentially happen with this team?
No doubt about it. We'll get into some of that audio from the combine of what Brett Veach had to say yesterday. Of course, he was on Cody and Gold as well. Andy Reid was on The Drive with Carrington and Rob. But it is...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday!
Which means it is the Fesco, Dusty, and Mac poll question of the week on a Wednesday. And with the roster changing over and names that are close to a lot of people's hearts here in Kansas City, there are two names that we want to bring up on the poll question. Who do you want to see the Chiefs bring back? Trey Smith? Nick Bolton?
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. I know a lot of people, and I think, in my opinion, what I think, and again, this is on the Fan965's Twitter page or X page, who do you want to see the Chiefs bring back, Nick Bolton or Trey Smith?
I think it's going to be a runaway.
I think it's Trey Smith, and it's going to be like 90%.
I do, too. I think I'd be stunned. Well, I shouldn't say stunned, because the way people vote, and, you know, he went to Mizzou, and people love that connection as well.
He's the quarterback of the defense.
He's the quarterback of the defense. He's a great football player. I want Nick Bolton back, but Trey Smith, to me, is more valuable than a middle linebacker is, right? You can go out and find that guy, and the Chiefs have done a nice job of always finding linebackers, right? It's kind of been like the running back position for him. Not going to be a huge superstar, but they're going to have somebody in there that's going to play good. You know, Leo Chenault, you draft. Drew Tranquil, you go out and sign. Like, both
cheap.
Of those guys
sign
have been
cheap.
And yeah, exactly. Sign cheap. I mean, so, and that goes back to Bolton too. Like, that's another guy. Do you remember the dirt cheap when they used to do those in the Blues
cheap,
games?
Cheap.
The liquor store.
The chicken?
Yeah.
Cheap.
Is that still a thing? I wonder if that is. Cheap.
Pete Rose once dressed up as a chicken in wrestling.
Did he really?
Yeah, he got tombstone by Kane.
Was this after gambling or before
this is like
banning?
This is like probably 1999.
Okay, so he was already banned from baseball
at
that point in
time.
He was
banned at what, like 80?
Yeah. I want 89, I think, because that's when Bart Giamatti died. He was only commissioner for like a half a minute.
Yeah, he came out in a chicken costume, the same one as like the cheap. Kane put him in a tombstone, snapped his neck.
I mean, my goodness. Pete Rose, sad. But Nick Bolton, like, you can find that middle linebacker somewhere else. And so if you're asking me, it's all about Trey Smith. And Nick Bolton should test the market as well, because I think there's some value for Nick Bolton out there. How much, I don't know. But this is where the Chiefs make great decisions. And if Nick Bolton ends up walking and going somewhere else, have confidence that Brett Veach and company are going to find that guy that's going to fill in and replace Nick Bolton. You won't even miss a beat.
And there's also another linebacker, according to Adam Schefter, breaking news, from Mack's old team in Tennessee. The Titans have granted permission to former Pro Bowl linebacker Harold Landry to seek a trade. Landry started all 17 games last season, finishing with 71 tackles, 9 sacks, 18 pressures, and 4 pass deflections. The 28-year-old Landry has 31.5 sacks in the last 3 seasons.
And he's going.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll be paid as well, right?
No doubt about it.
Man, it's a good player. It's a really good player.
Yeah.